This is Peter Rosenberger, and this is your Caregiver Minute. Entrepreneur and author Jim Rohn once asserted, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." Another popular quote states, "If you hang around five confident people, you'll be the six. If you hang around five intelligent people, you'll be the six. If you hang around five idiots, you'll be the..." You finish it. As caregivers, we owe it to ourselves to inventory the voices with access to our hearts. Although caregivers often find themselves in heartbreaking circumstances or surrounded by those with criticism or other negative attitudes, we have the power to change that. Recently, talking with a man struggling while watching his wife slip away, I said, "You live in an environment permeated by approaching death. Balance that by immersing yourself into life." Knowing he has great-granddaughters close by, I suggested letting the attendants briefly look after his wife so he can spend time with those precious girls. I added to him, "The life bubbling out of your great-grandchildren provides a counterweight to your sorrow." We can't change the people around us, but we can change the people around us.
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.